ברוכים הבאים רבותיי, בשם השם נעשה ונצליח. בעזר השם שיעור ישות ביד לרפואה שלמה לשושנה ויולט בצלחה, השם שלך לרפואה שלמה בקרוב אמן. ולרנק בעזר השם התפרח פרשת במדבר. We start a new sefer and we are right before חג השבועות, few days before חג השבועות. And basically פרשת במדבר, always we read it before חג השבועות. And it speaks also about Hag HaShavuot, like Midbar Sinai, the Gemara tells us the Torah, and the bread Torah mitkayemin, ela mi shemesim itasmu aleha kemidbar. So that's also what when Am Israel, when they got to Ma'amad Har Sinai, the Pasuk said, v'yachanu b'midbar, v'yachan sham Israel neged ahar. So also over there, b'midbar, that's the way that a person could accept the Torah, that's b'midbar Sinai. Before we start, Be'ezer HaShem, I saw here in the Pirush HaChazkuni, He says, L'chaora, we see the pasuk of last week's parasha, he says, Eleh mitzvot asher tzova Adonai et Moshe el b'nei Israel behar Sinai. Right away here, we b'dabar asher Moshe b'midbar Sinai. Why you switched from behar Sinai to midbar Sinai? What happened here? He tells us here, the Haskuni, he says, Kodem shehukam ha-mishkan haya ha-dibur mihar Sinai. Before Am Israel built the Mishkan, Kadosh Baruch Hu was talking to Moshe Rabbeinu in the Har Sinai, in Mountain Sinai. That's where Moshe was getting all the Nebuah. Shehare miyom shintanu aseret ha-dibrot lo nistalka shechina menu ad le'achar shehukam ha-mishkan. So from the day that the Torah was given on Har Sinai, Shechina stayed on Har Sinai until Am Israel built the Mishkan. Then the Shechina was transferred kibachol from Har Sinai to Ohel Mu'ed, and that's where Kadosh Baruch Hu was talking to Moshe Rabbeinu, Ben Shnei Kirubim, from inside Kodesh HaKodeshim. But until then, Moshe Rabbeinu was getting all his Nebuah from Har Sinai. So until now, until they built the Mishkan, when did Am Yisrael build the Mishkan? The first day of Chodesh Nisan. That's Rosh Chodesh Nisan, that's Be'yom HaChodesh HaRishon. בשנה השנית בחודש הראשון באחד לחודש הוקם המשכן, that's ראש חודש ניסן. And this week's parasha, what is it talking about? וידבר השם למשה במדבר סיני בשנה השנית לחודש השני באחד לחודש השני. So we're talking about the ראש חודש אייר. But a month after the משכן was built, was functioning, and here, that's why, Haskun is standing us here, that's why the pasuk now switched, now, I mean, there's no more Har Sinai. From now on, it's Midbar Sinai. That's what he told us here, the Haskuni. But I saw the Maran Ahidah, he tells us here in Sefer Nahal Kidumim, he brings the remez. I saw that remez also in Panim Yafot, also bring the same remez, but here he elaborates a little bit more. He says here, Bemidbar Sinai, Begimatria Beshalom. Bemidbar Sinai, Gimatria Beshalom. כי מיום שיעשו ישראל ומצרים היו נוסעים בקטטה עד שבאו למדבר סיני ואז נשלמו כולם יחד שנאמר וייחן שם ישראל נגד ההר. So until עם ישראל they got to הר סיני, they were all fighting all the time, ויסעו ויחנו, when they got to הר סיני וייחן שם ישראל. So here, therefore he says במדבר סיני גימטריה בשלום. Now the Torah give שלום to עם ישראל, also the Torah. השם עוז לעמו ייתן, השם יברך את עמו בשלום. What's the shalom? That's the Torah. So he says here, במדבר סיני גימטריה בשלום. To teach us also that the Torah, which is referred as shalom, it's also one of the 48 דרכים התורה נקנית בהם לצמדת הענבה, לקדם מדבר. Therefore, במדבר סיני, also סיני מרמז על הענבה, במדבר סיני גימטריה בשלום. And he continues furthermore, he said, במדבר סיני גימטריה כיבוד שמו. כיבוד שמו תוסו גימטריה במדבר סיני, ואין כבוד שמו אלא תורה. כבוד, this is תורה. שנאמר, כבוד חכמים ינחלו. וזהו כבודו של הקדוש ברוך הוא, שבניו עוסקים בתורה לשמה. That's the honor that he gave to הקדוש ברוך הוא, when he sit down and learn Torah. תנו עוז לאלוהים על ישראל גאוותו. How could you give כביכול עוז and power כביכול to הקדוש ברוך הוא? When he sit down and learn Torah. That's the honor he giving to הקדוש ברוך הוא. זהו כבוד. וזהו שכתוב, הבו לאדוני כיבוד שמו. What's כיבוד שמו? Sit down and learn Torah. That's here, כיבוד שמו, גימטריה במדבר סיני. And he continues more, he says, במדבר, זה גימטריה אברהם. כלומר, בזכות אברהם נדבר עמהם ונתן להם את התורה. And Sinai, Gematria Ani, Shehaya Nechna Veshafel Meshar Harim. Har Sinai, it was, therefore, Kadosh Baruch Hu chose Har Sinai. Why? Because that was the lowest mountain. All the other mountains, they were jumping. They wanted the Torah to be given on them. Until Kadosh Baruch Hu told them, Lama Teretzedun Harim Gebnunim. That all these mountains that they were jumping, they're all Gebnunim. What's Gebnunim? That's Baal Mum, the Gemara says, Neymar, O Gibbein Odak, O Tebalul Be'eno. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not want to give the Torah on none of these mountains, except Har Sinai, because it has Anava. Sinai Gematri Ani, to show an Anava. And Pasuk at Be'ohel Mu'ed, in Bar Sinai, where in Bar Sinai? Be'ohel Mu'ed. What's an Ohel Mu'ed? He says here, Mu'ed, what's the gematria of Mu'ed? Mu'ed gematria 120. That's Kemenyan Mu'ed Yamim She'amad Moshe Behar Sinai Shalosh Pe'amim 40 Yom. That's Mu'ed. And also Moshe Rabbeinu lived 120 years. So that's all that goes together. That's what he tells us over here. This is the Anyan. So that's here what Maran al-Hayda is telling us, that Be'midbar Sinai gematria B'Shalom, that teach us that this is the Torah that we have to keep. And that's how we give honor to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And fits perfect match that now we have now Shabbat before Hag Shavuot, as I said. The Mefarshim tell us, he said, the Shabbat before Yom Kippur, throughout all Am Israel, we call it Shabbat Shuvah. Shabbat Shuvah before Kippur is called Shabbat Shuvah. Shabbat before Pesach, what is it called? Shabbat Gadol. Shabbat before Shavuot, what is it called? The Mefarshim said, Shabbat before Shavuot is called Shabbat Derech Eretz. Why? Because Derech Eretz Kadma LaTorah. Before you're going to accept the Torah on Chag Shavuot, you have to have Derech Eretz. Without Derech Eretz, then the Torah, it's not worth. It's not worth it, the Torah. The whole Anyan that the person, after he has Derech Eretz, Derech Eretz Kadma LaTorah. Then after you have Derech Eretz, then you could sit down and learn Torah, then you could accept the Torah, then the Torah is going to be perfect match on you. So Labashti Bilbashini. But first of all, that's the Shabbat, called Shabbat, Shabbat Derech Eretz. And we read also in Hag Shavuot, we read Megillat Rut. Every person reads Megillat Rut in Hag Shavuot. It also speaks a lot about the name of Derech Eretz, because we all know that the Pasuk tells us that Rut Moabiyah, where did she come from? What's the roots? The roots of Rut. What's the roots of Rut Moabiyah? Where did she come from? Moabiyah, from Amun Moab, from Moab. And the Pasuk tells us in Parashat Ki Tetzeh, Pasuk, Lo yabo Amuni u Moabi b'kal Adonai. Gam dor asiri, Lo yabo lahim b'kal Adonai ad olam. They're not allowed to come and to marry within Am Israel. They're not allowed to. Why not? The Torah gives us the reason. Adibar Asher lo kedemu etchem b'lechem u'mayim b'derech b'sadchem Mitzrayim, because they did not greet you, they didn't go out to greet you with bread and water while you're leaving Mitzrayim. You passed through their land and they didn't greet you with bread and water. Therefore, the Torah said, you're not allowed to accept any of them to marry within Am Israel. If they want to convert and become part of Am Israel, I said, no problem. Amon and Moab, they could convert. They could convert, they could become a Jew and everything, but still, they're not allowed to marry within Am Israel. All what it says in the Torah, Lo Yabo Amoni Moabi, we told you so many times, that doesn't mean in the Pasuk, they're not allowed to convert. I said, no, they could convert, no problem. But the problem that the Torah said, you're not allowed to intermarry within Amon and Moab, that's what the Pasuk is referring to. If they want to marry within Am Israel, they're not allowed to. Even Dor Asiri, 10th generation, 20th, 100th generation. No, there's no cure for them. Why? Because they did not greet us when we left Mitzrayim. I saw here in the Sefer HaNuch, he tells us here on the Pasuk, Le Abu Amoni Moabi, Mitzvah Taf Kuf Samech Alef, says, Mishor Shehem Mitzvah, Mashi Mufurash Parasha, Al Debar Shedu Kedumu Tchem Belechem Umayim, Vashir Sakhar Alecha. He said, what's the reason behind this mitzvah? The Torah tells you clearly. What's the reason? Because they did not greet us with bread and water. And they also, not only this, they also hired Bil'am to come to curse Am Israel, Chas v'Shalom. Because they did these two things, therefore the Torah said they are not allowed to marry within Am Israel. והודיענו הכתוב מזה גודל מעלת גמלות חסדים והרחקת מדת הנבלה וכילות. Said he, Kadosh Baruch Hu is teaching us from here that how much the person he have to run, do gimlut hasadim, and he should not be kafui toba. you shouldn't be kafui toba, and the od medat nebala ve'kilut. So the Amon Moab did not greet us with bread and water. We didn't ask from them that agalim futamot. We only asked them bread and water. And even this they did not give us. They were so cheap. Therefore, the Torah said, this nation, they're so cheap, they did not greet you with bread and water. I don't want them to marry within Am Yisrael. So, very interesting language here. He said, להראות תכלית רשעם ונבלותם שלא לוקדים אפילו בלחם ומים קהל גדול עייפי הדרך העוברים בגבולם. So the Am Yisrael were passing through their land where the ta'ayef ve'yagay על הפסוק said. Am Yisrael, they were tired from the way you passed by their land. Let them give you some bread and water. As I said, we didn't ask them for something big. Something להחיות נפש. Even this they did not do. Therefore, Kadosh Baruch Hu said, "Ba'asher sachru alehem et Moab et Bil'am likalilam." Be'af al pi, Hanukh said, "Af al pi she'em Mitzriyim she'abedu banu v'tzi'arunu zman rab." Even though Mitzriyim, we stayed in Mitzrayim 210 years, and Parao made us suffer ve'anunu v'itenu alenu avodah kasha. Said, "Bechol zot," the Torah said, "No, dor shelishi yavo lehem b'kal Hashem." כן, עד דור שלישי. וידענו בזה שיאפלו לאדם לעשות כמה חטאים ולא נבלה אחת גדולה. כי בהסכמתו בעשיית הנבלה המכוערת ולא יחוש לגלות דעתו ובושתו נגד עמים רבים, מראה בזה רוע מזגו ותכלית פחיתותו. וכי אין בו עוד תקנה להכשיר עצמו ולתים מעשהו, ואיש כמוהו איננו ראו להתערב בעם הקודש המבורך. That's what it tells us here, Sefer HaChinuch, that this is the reason why the Torah pushed away these two nations, Amun and Moab, because they did not help us with bread and water. I saw also the Ramban on the Pasuk, also, in Parashat Ki Tetzeh, also it brings also a similar idea. It said, "Behnera ilai, ki hakatub urhik shnei ha'achim ha'ele shayu gemule chesed mi Abraham." Abraham Abinu, he did a lot of chesed with them, and the zechut of Abraham, they were saved. How did Amon Moab come? Where did they come from? They came from Lot. Why did Lot was saved? And whose zechut Lot was saved? The zechut of Abraham. Pasuk said clearly. Vehi b'shachet arim ta'arik kar v'yizkor elohim et Abraham v'shallachat Lot m'toch ha'afikha b'afuch et ha'arim asher yashab bahen Lot. Only in the zechut of Abraham Lot was saved. So Amon Moab, all of them, they came in the merit of Abraham Abinu. And now this children, great-grandchildren of Abraham, they're passing through your land, and you didn't greet them with bread and water? What kind of kefuyeh toba you are? שהציל את אביהם ואמם מן החרב והשבי, ובזכותו שלחם השם מתוך ההפיכה. And not only this, the four kings, when the מלחמת המלאכים, ארבעה מלאכים את החמישה, they had the war, also they kidnapped Lot, וישבו את לוט בן אחי אברהם וילכו, והוא יושב בסדום, and אברהם אבינו, he put himself into sakana to go bring back his nephew Lot. So he was moser nefesh for you. And now he do not greet his great-grandchildren with bread and water. והיו חייבים לעשות טובה עם ישראל, והם עשו עמהם רעה. They did something bad with them. Instead of משלמי רעה תחת טובה, that's exactly. Said, היחד שכר עליו בלעם בן בעור, והם המואבים. The מואבים, they hired בלעם to come and curse Am Israel. That's what you're paying Am Israel back. Instead of paying them the good that they were meshalmim lechem, that's how you're paying them back. That's Moabim, that's what they did. V'hayahad, ha'amonim, לא קדמו אותו בלחם ומים כאשר קרבו למולו. כמו שכתוב, אתה עובר היום את גבול מואב, את ער, וקרבת מול בני עמון. כן? והנה כתוב בזירם, אל תצורם ואל תגר בם. ובכל זאת, הם לא קדמו אותם כלל. That's what he says. So he tells us here, since they were כפויי טובה, הקדוש ברוך הוא said, I do not want these nations, these two nations to come to join עם ישראל. I don't want them to marry within עם ישראל. Therefore, הקדוש ברוך הוא קבע שנאה בינינו, that we shouldn't intermarry with עמון ומואב. נפרשים, they say, take a look from here, even though מזוות כפויי טובה, the goyim, עמון ומואב, they're מות העולם. Goyim. Goyim, they have only seven mitzvot. Sheva mitzvot ben Noach. Not to be kafui toba, it's not one of the seven mitzvot. עבודה זרה, גלו הרעיות, שפיכות דמים, עבר מנחי, גזל, דיני, ברכת השם. We don't see here that because they weren't משלמי טובה במקום טובה, דיו כפויה, דיו כפרו בטובה that we did to them. Therefore, the Torah said, I don't want them to mix with an Am Israel. חאורה, this is not one of their מצוות. But still, הקדוש ברוך הוא is מדקדק. He said, this I do not need to command you on it. That's שכל האנושי. The person with the right-minded person is going to do... Someone he saved your life. You won't pay him a little bit. Pay him back a little bit. But even though it's not one of their mitzvot, but still, since that they did not do the logic, whatever the mind, common sense says, therefore, they were pushed away from Am Yisrael. That's what Hakim will tell us. This is the anan that's what happened over here. With the Amun al-Moab. And we saw that Ruth Moabiyah, even though she came Moabiyah, she came from Moab, still she was allowed to marry within Am Israel. She married Boaz. How could she marry Boaz? Was it Moabiyah? That's we told you so many times, the Gemara and Masechet Yebamot, the Fa'in Vav, the Gemara over there is Maricha, tells us all the Anyan at Amun al-Moab, they're not allowed to marry within Am Israel, but the Gemara said no. Amoni velo amonit, Moabi velo Moabit. Their females, they are allowed to marry within Am Israel. Miyad, if you have Amonit, she came to convert, right away, Israel could marry her. Amoni, if he came to convert, even 10th generation, 100th generation, is not allowed, we're not allowed to give him one of our daughters. But if one of their females, they came to convert, no problem, you could marry her right away. Why not? What's the difference? Amoni velo amonit, Moabi velo Moabit. What's the difference? That's a long discussion over there in the Gemara, Masechet Yebamot. Until the Gemara comes to conclusion, we don't want to be Ma'arich over there, it's long Gemara. But it was over there, Doeg Adomi, he wanted to be posel David HaMelech. After David HaMelech, he won the war against Goliath. And long story over there. But because we'll get to our point, the Gemara says over there, what's the reason why Amoni is pasul lebo bakahal? An Amonit is Keshira lebo bakahal. Moabi is pasul, Moabit is Keshira. Why? The Gemara said, you know why? Because the pasuk said, give us the reason clearly. Al debar asher lo kedemu etchem belechem ubamayim. He says, whose derech to come greet people on the outside? What was the problem? Why the Torah, we just read from the Ramban, from the Sefer HaHanuch, why the Torah told us we have to push away Amon Moab, they're not allowed to marry within us, why not? Because long time ago, when Am Israel, they left Mitzrayim, were passing through their land, Amun Moab, and they did not greet us with bread and water. The Gemara said, who's going to go outside to greet someone else who's coming with bread and water? That's men. But women, ladies, are okay with Davat Melech Benima, the Pasuk said. Ladies are inside their house. So that's not the norm for a lady to go outside to greet people. It's not mechubat, it's not seni'ut. Therefore, when the Torah specified the reason, Torah gave us the reason why we're not allowed to marry within them, because they did not greet us, obviously the Torah was referring about the men only, not the female. Not the women. Women, they are allowed to marry within Am Israel. Why? Because the reason the Torah gave doesn't apply to the woman. Why? Because the Torah, Adibar, lo kodemu etchem. Derech ha'ish lekodem, en derech ha'isha lekodem. And the proof that we have, the Gemara also over there, Ibamot, the proof that we have that in Derech HaAsha Likadem, that's we know it already back all the way from Abraham Abinu himself. How do you know? Said, we all know that the Gemara tells us, Gemara and Baba Messiah, the Gemara says over there, when Abraham Abinu, after he did Brit Milah, Vaysa'ina Vayar, Vaynish Elusha Anashim Nsavim Alav. Who are these three malachim that came to him? Said Malach Raphael, Malach Gabriel, and they came to him, and Michael, and Raphael, and Gabriel. They came to, you know, to one of them. He came to Basir Tzara, and one of them he came to cure Abraham Abinu, and one of them came to destroy Sodom. That's what the Gemara tells us over there, and the Gemara said over there, Raphael. שרפא את אברהם, הלך להציל את לוט. רפאל, the same מלאך, who cured אברהם אבינו, he went to save לוט. I said, how could that be? What, הקדוש ברוך הוא, he has shortage, חס ושלום, מלאכים. He could have sent a fourth מלאך to go and save לוט. why do we need the same Malach who cured Avraham Avinu? That same Malach, he went to save Lot. He could, HaKadosh Baruch Hu could have sent four Malachim. One Malach to cure Avraham Avinu, one Malach to save Lot, one Malach to destroy Sodom, one Malach to be Mebaser Tzara. No problem. There's no shortage of Malachim. The Pasuk said, Elef Alfin Yishem Shunneh. There's no numbers, there's no limit for the Malachim that Kodesh Baruch Hu has. So why he didn't send the fourth Malach? Elan Farshim said, no, you want to send special Malach to save Lot. And what zechut you want to save Lot? Lot was a tzaddik. The Pasuk said, they parried Lot me Abraham. He told them, I don't want. If she lo be Abraham ve lo be Elohav. It was kofer. ויסעלות מקדם חכים לתלאס, הפסוק סד, ויסעלות מקדם, רשי נוספת, נסע מקדמונו של העולם. הסיע את עצמו מקדמונו של העולם, he doesn't believe anymore in the Kadosh Baruch Hu. So he was a rasha. And what זכות you need to send Malach to save Lot? For what? What זכות? אלא, Kadosh Baruch Hu saw that from Lot, עמון מואב they're gonna come, and that's נעמה עמונית, it's gonna come, and רות המואביה is gonna come, who those two tzaddikot, they're going to come from who? They're going to come from Lot. Therefore, we have to save Lot. However, the Gemara says, who told you that Ammonit is allowed to marry within Am Israel? So David the Melech is going to come from them, so Ruth Moabiyah is going to come from them, and then she's going to marry within Am Israel, and she's going to have David the Melech. Who said Ruth Moabiyah is Kishera Abu Bakal? Probably she's not allowed to marry within Am Israel. Ella, I just told you, the Gemara Yibamut says, no, derech ha'ish lekadem, in derech ha'isha lekadem. But who's going to prove this halakha? Who said that derech ha'ish lekadem, that ha'isha, she's a tzenu'a, she's inside the house. She doesn't go outside to greet people. So how are we going to prove this halakha? Therefore, Hakim said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent Malach to cure Abraham Avinu. And when the Malachim came to Abraham, they asked him, listen, we have to find out if we have to save Lot or not. Probably we do not need to save Lot. Why? Because the only reason we're saving Lot, only because of Ruth Moabiyah, Na'amah Ammonit, that they're going to come out from him. But if he's going to tell me that Halakha, Ammonit, and Moabit are also Pasul Abu Bakahal, then there's no point of saving Lot. Therefore, we want to find out the halakha. What's the halakha? Ammoni velo ammonit, Moabi velo Moabit, derech ha'ish lekadem, derech ha'isha lekadem or not? So we're going to ask Abraham Avinu. The Malachim, they came to Abraham, they told him, ve'yomeru ela ve'yesara ashtecha, where's your wife? What does mean, where's your wife? Now, they have three Malachim, they came to Abraham Avinu. How come Abraham went outside to greet them, and Sarah did not go outside to greet them? How come she didn't go outside to greet them? They ask him, where's Sarah Ashtecha? Ve'yomer, hene ba'ohel. Sarah, it's not her way to come outside, it's not tzani'ot for a lady to come outside to greet people, to welcome them. It's not mechubad, it's not tzanua. Therefore, Sarah was inside the ohel. Ve'yomer, hene ba'ohel. Now that the malachim, they saw that Sarah, and any isha tzadeket like Sarah Amenu, she's tzanua, she's inside the house. Now we know the halakha that in derech ha'asha lekadem, if that's the case, now we need to save Lot. That means the Kadosh Baruch Hu, he did not send four malachim. Why? Because first we need to find out the halakha with Abraham Avinu. What does Abraham Avinu hold? Derech ha'asha lekadem or not? After they came and they asked Abraham Avinu, ayesara ashtecha, and he told them, she's inside the house, she does not go outside to greet people. If that's the case, now we know that Ammonit, their females, the Ammoni and Moabit, their females, they are allowed to marry within Am Israel. If that's the halakha, now we need to go save Lot. That's why the same Malach who cured Abraham Avinu, he went to save Lot. That's what Hakim tell us. This is the Anyan over here. But you see that all this happened, why? Because Ruth Moabiyah, in derech ha'ish lekadem. Therefore, when the Gemara said in Masechet Yevamot, Ammoni velo Ammonit, Moabi velo Moabit, that's a halakha. That's a bottom line halakha. Their ladies, they are kasher Abu Bakahal. There is no problem. And therefore, it says here in the Pasuk, in Megillat Rut, that when Naomi was trying to tell Rut and Orpa that they should leave her, after their husband passed away, Mahlon and Kilion, both of them passed away, and now Ruth and Orpah stayed with Naomi, and then until Naomi told them, "What are you waiting for? Do you think I'm gonna become pregnant? I'm gonna have kids to do a boom for you?" Said, "Ala hint sabirna, ala hint agina, lechna benotai shobna." Said, "Go back to your nation. There's no point of you. There's no point of you to stay here with me. Why? Because nothing's gonna come out of me. I'm not, there's no way I'm going to give kids anymore. And then there's no hope for you over here. Go back to your nation." And the Pasuk said that Orpah, right away, she went back. She kissed her mother-in-law and she went back. But Ruth Dabkabah, Ruth, she told her, "I'm not leaving you." And the Pasuk said, "Vatomer, hene shabai bimtech el ammah ve'el Eloheha, shubi ahare bimtech." So Ruth told, Naomi told Ruth, told her, "Here you see your sister-in-law, Orpah, she went back to her nation. You should also go back to your nation." But told me, Ruth, "Al tifgi abi, don't even try. La'uzbech la'shub mi'acharayich, I'm never going to leave you. Ki el kol asher telechi elech, ba'asher talini alin, ammech, ammi, ve'elohayich, elohay, ba'asher tamuti amut, v'sham kabir. So she told her that all this, the Gemara also, it has long discussion about it. So that we have a Surah Tahumin, we have this, we have that, Surah Hud. So that whatever you do, I'll do. So she was, in the beginning, she was trying to push her away until she saw that she's serious. Then she told her, "Okay, you could come back, you could come with me." But there came to Ametzet, he lalechet etta, but tehdal ledaber eleha. After Naomi saw that Ruth, she's insisting she wants to come with her, then V'tahdal deber eliha, V'telechna shetehem, and both of them, they went back, Ad bu'ana Betlehem, until they got to Betlehem, and V'hiki bu'ana Betlehem, V'tehom kol a'ir alayhim, V'tamarna hazut Naomi. That's what it says in the Pasuk, that until both of them, they went back to Betlehem. And Farshim said, based on the Rasha we just said, that's what this means, Ad bu'ana Betlehem. Until they came to Betlehem, what's a Betlehem? Said that's Naomi was telling Ruth, "Listen, you wanna come, you wanna be part of Am Israel, and no one's gonna marry you. Why? Because you are Moabit. Who's gonna marry you? You are Moabit. There's no one here who's gonna marry you from Am Israel." Until she told her, let's go to Betlehem. What's Betlehem? That's to go back. She told her, "You forgot what happened with Abraham Abinu. Abraham Abinu, it says by him, Ve'ikhab patlechem, Ve'sa'adul bechem aharta aboro." That's what Abraham, he told the Malachim. And tell the Malachim, they asked him, "Ayesara ashtecha?" And they told him, "Neba ohel." Now you see that in derech ha'asher lekadem. So you see from Abraham Abinu, you see that Ruth is kishira labo bakahal. Already from Abraham Abinu, he was posik the halakhat, Ruth is kishira muteret labo bakahal. There's no issue with her. Therefore, she told her, "Adwana betlechem." After that, go back, go see what lechem, bekhapat lechem that Abraham Abinu took. From there, you have the raya that she's kishira lebaba kahal. Therefore, she wants to come back with her. That's what here the Hakim explained to us. And you see also later in the Megillat Rut, the pasuk says that after Rut Moabiyah, she came with her mother-in-law, and her mother-in-law she sent her to Boaz. It says here, after she came to Boaz, ותשכה מרגיל אותה עד הבוקר, ותקום בטר מכיר איש את רעהו, ויומר אלי ודע כי בא אשה הגורן, ויומר הבי המטפחת אשר עלייך, ויחוזי בה ותוחז בה, ויעמוד שש שעורים וישת עליה, ויבוא העיר. The pasuk says here that Boaz, he gave Ruth שש שעורים, and he let her carry the שש שעורים, and told her to go back to her mother-in-law. What's the שש שעורים? Six kernels of barley. Chaura, shesh sa'orim. That's how much he gave her. That's all. That's the carrot he gave her. There's shi'ur. There's shi'ur. How much he's supposed to give her? They give her shesh sa'orim. What's she gonna do with shesh sa'orim? Six kernels of barley. That's it. So that's we have a Gemara, Masechet Sanhedrin. The Gemara asked that question and said, how could it be that Boaz he gave her only shesh sa'orim? Doesn't make sense. So the Gemara says here in Sanhedrin Tzadik Gimel Amud Alef, "Ma dechtiv shesh se'orim ha'ele natan li, ma shesh se'orim?" Also, when she came back to her mother-in-law, she told her, "Boaz gave me these six kernels of barley." what's so special about this six kernels of barley? What happened here? If you're going to tell me he gave her only six kernels, like you said, yeah? How could he give her six kernels? That's it. And Rashi says, "Behatin al masichet pia, in pohatin le'ani bagorin pachot mechatzi cup se'orim." Give a chatzi cup, he has to give her. That's a large amount. He give her only six kernels. Doesn't make sense. Ela the Gemara says, "Ela shesh se'in." Give her six se'in. Se'at salat. Se'at shakabin ve'kabar ba'alugim. That's a large amount. The Gemara said, "Even this pirush doesn't make sense. Why?" Ve'chi derkash el isha le'tol shesh se'in. That's, you need the donkey to carry it. She's going to carry shesh se'in. How could that be? Ela, the Gemara said, he gave her something else, but also he gave her six kernels of barley. Why? Remez Ramazla. He wants to tell her, Remez, she'atidin she'shabanim latzet emmena she'mitbarechin b'shesh berachot. He told her that six of your kids, they're going to come, and each one of them is going to be blessed with six berachot. Who are these six tzaddikim that are going to come out of Rut and Moabiyah? Ve'eluhen, David HaMelech, u'Mashiach ben David, and Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, ve'Azariah. The Gemara bring the rayot for each one of them, where you see that he was blessed. So you see here from the Gemara, that he only remez Ramazla. He gave her something else. But these shesh se'orim, he gave her why? To give her a remez, to hint to her that six tzaddikim, they're going to come out of you, and each one of them is going to be blessed with six berachot. That's what that remez he gave her here, Boaz. But we could explain also a little bit differently. What did he mean by these six se'orim that he gave her? What's special about this six se'orim? You remember I just read here the Ramban in Parashat Ki Tetzeh. He asked the Ramban, he says that the Torah tells us, Lo yabu amoni mu'abi b'kal Hashem. Lo yabu, not amoni and not mu'abi. What's the reason? The Torah says, Al debar, Hashem lo kodimu atchem b'lechem u'mamayim. However, the Torah tells us, Va'asher sachar alechat v'l'am ben be'or. They did two bad things. One of them, they did not greet us with bread and water. And the second bad thing that they did, that they hired Bil'am, they paid him top dollar to come curse Am Israel. The Ramban tells us here, I read it before, he says, the Torah is explaining al-Rishon, al-Aharon. The Torah says, Le'abu Ammoni u-Mu'abi. That means, the Ammoni, why is not allowed to come? Al-Dibar shal lo kodimu etchem b'lechem u-Mamayim. The Ammonim, they are Pesulim. They're not allowed to marry within Am Israel. Why? Because they did not greet us with bread and water. V'hem Mu'abim, why they are Pesulim, the Mu'abim? Because they hired Bil'am to curse us. ויישלח מלאכים לבלעם בעור, בלק בן ספור, מלך למואב בעית ההיא, that's the Moabim. Moabim, they went to hire בלעם to curse עם ישראל. That means the Torah is telling us the reason why Ammoni is pasul bakahal, because they did not greet us with bread and water. Why Moabim pasul labo bakahal? Because they hired בלעם. Now, according to this pirush of the Ramban, I saw the Pardes Yosef, Parashat Ki Tetzeh, he asked a big question. He says, according to this, we don't have proof that Rut Moabiyah is kishira labo bakahal. Why? Because Rut Moabiyah, she came from Moab. She came from Moab. And what's the reason Ramban writes? What's the reason why the Moabim pasulin labo bakahal? Why they were not allowed to marry within the Moabim? Because they hired Bil'am. On whom did the pasuk said, Al debar asher lo kodimu etchem b'lechem u'mayim? That's referring to Ammon. The Ammonim, they're not allowed to marry with us. Why? Because they did not greet us with bread and water. We just read the Sefer HaNoch, we just read the Ramban, that Derech Ha'ish Lekadem and Derech Ha'asha Lekadem. He said, no problem. That's 100%, but that's only good for the Ammonite. If a lady Ammonite, lady came from Ammon, she wants to convert and marry within Am Israel, then she's allowed to. Why? Because in Derech Ha'asha Lekadem, like we said. But the Moabim, they have totally different problem. We're not allowed to marry with the Moabim. Why? Because they hired Bil'am. What does this have to do with the ladies now? They hired Bil'am. The lady could, from inside the house, she could hire someone else and to come and curse Am Israel. So how do you see from here that Rut Moabiyah is kishiral abu bakahal? All the what we just read until now, that in derech ha'ish lekadem, derech ha'ish lekadem, in derech ha'asha lekadem, that's fine with the lady who came from Ammon. But lady who came from Moab, like Ruth Moabiyah, there's no proof that she's Kishra Abu Bakahan. She's still Pasul Abu Bakahan. That's what he asked here, the Pardes Yosef. As I said in Parashat Ki Tetzeh, he brings down here in Ot Kuf Lamedhe. He said, "Well, Halan Mebayer HaRamban Deh Psukim Dalit VeHe HaOlchim Lefi Aseder Dehne Chet Amon Haya Al Shelo Kedemu Etchem." ולכן כתב עמון פסוק ראשון, פסוק ד' ואשר לא קדמו אתכם אל לחם המים, that was חית מואב. Like what we just said. So according to this, we don't have proof. How come רות המואביאס כשרה לבוא בקהל? So he says here, וכל עניין אשר לא קדמו, לא כתוב במואב, אלא בעמון. ואם כן, מה טעם להתר מואבית? מה הייתה? מה בשריך עיון גדול לכאורה לפי הרמב"ן. According to the רמב"ן, comes out that Ruth Moabiyah Pesulah Lebo Bakahal Hasu Shalom. What's going on over here? According to the Pirush of the Ramban, the Ammonit is Kishara, but not Moabit. Why? Because the reason Lo Kedemu Etchem applies only to Ammoni, not to Moabi. So according to the Ramban, Ruth Moabiyah Pesulah Lebo Bakahal still. So it's a big problem here. Achen, Masati Birushalmi, דמובה ההתר דעמונית ומואבית משום דרכו של האיש לזכור ואין דרכה של אישה לזכור וזה נפלא להנל. He says here, he said he found גמרא ירושלמי מסכת יבמות פרק ח' הלכה גימל. It says over there in the גמרא, דרך האיש לזכור, אין דרך האישה לזכור. He said, same reason why you said דרך האיש to come outside to greet people, but the lady, it's not sanua for her to come outside to greet people. Therefore, the lady of Ammon kishra lebo bakahal, because the pasuk emphasizes that applies to the men, not to the ladies. Ladies, no problem. But he said also, which according to the Ramban applies to the Moabim. He said also, the Gemara Yerushalmi said, derech ha'ish l'skor, in derech ha'ish l'skor. So if that's the case, also Moabit kishra lebo bakahal. That's what he brings down over here. But after that, he brought also something else. He said, "V'hagaon Rabbi Yitzchak David Alter, Amar Baze, De'af al gab de'hatam de'asher kedemu etchem kai al amun kedibrei haramban hanal, ve'David haribam mu'ab, ach kevan she'atora kotebet amun u'mu'ab be'ahad b'pasuk, bevaday en haluk ledina b'nehem. V'lachin kaim alan, de'gam ken b'mu'abi." Also Moabi, we said same halacha, Moabi velo Moabit, Ammoni velo Ammonit, and David mutar mihay tama. So what is he saying here? He said no. Since the Torah said lo yabo Ammoni u Moabi b'kal Hashem, the Torah could have wrote lo yabo Ammoni al debar shel lo kedemu etchem, lo yabo Moabi al debar shel sachar alecha. Why the Torah combine both of them, lo yabo Ammoni u Moabi b'kal Hashem, together to connect them with the letter vav, Ammoni u Moabi? Connecting both of them with the letter Vav to teach us that the reason that the Torah gave really applied to both of them. That means the reason the Torah said Al Debar Shel Lo Kedemu Etchem Belechem Umayim, that applies not only to Ammon, applies also to Moab, not like the Ramban. Applies also to Ammon and also to Moab. So if that's the case, maybe that's why Boaz, he gave Naomi, he gave Ruth, what he gave her? He gave her Shish Se'orim. We said, like Manasseh said, why you gave her Shish Se'orim? He was hinting for her, six of the king are going to come out of her. But here he wants to hint for Ruth that she's Kishra Lebo Bakahal. She shouldn't think that she's Pesulah Lebo Bakahal. Why? Because the reason the Torah said, Lo Kedemu Etchem, apply only to Ammon and not to Moab, and Ruth, she came from Moab. Probably she's Pesulah Lebo Bakahal. Therefore, we told her, he gave her six Se'orim only. He told her, look at the Vav, which is Gematria 6, the Vav that connects between Ammon and Moab. The Torah combined both of them together. Lo yabo Ammoni u Moabi. That's the Vav, Gematria 6. Therefore, give us 6 Se'orim. Tell us to teach her that the halakha, the reason the Torah said, Adebar lo kedemu etchem ve'lechem ha'mayim, did not greet you with bread and water, that reason applies not only to Ammon, applies also to Moab. Because the Torah connects both of them with the letter Vav. Therefore, give her 6 Se'orim, which is Gematria Vav. That's what the beautiful Pirush I saw that they bring down. So after Boaz, he told her this halakha, that she's Kishra Lebo Bakahal, then she was asking him, maybe he's going to marry her. And the Gemara said, that Pasuk said that he did marry her at the end. He married her, V'yitein Hashem Hirayon, And she got pregnant, and they came from her, the Obed, or Abi Yishai, or Abi David, and then David HaMelech came from her, and Melech Mashiach is going to come from her, and all these six tzaddikim, like we just mentioned in the Gemara, all these six tzaddikim, Hanan, Mishael, Azariah, and Daniel, also, they also came from her. And that's what Boaz, he married her, and the Pasuk tells us also in Megillat Ruth, פסוק says here in פרק דלת, בועז עלה השער וישב שם, ועיניה גואל עובר אשר דיבר בועז, ויאמר סורה שבא פה פלוני אלמוני, ויסר וישם. כן, we'll go back to it, and the next פסוק said, ויקח עשרה אנשים מזקני העיר, ויאמר שבו פה וישבו. He took 10 people from מזקני העיר, and he let them to sit next to him. Why does he need these 10 people? What's going on over here? So we have the Gemara, Masechet Ketubot. The Gemara tells us over there, Masechet Ketubot, Daf Zayin Amud Bet. The Gemara said, what are these six tzaddikim? I'm sorry, these 10 veikach asara anashim. The Gemara says, מנין לברכת חתנים בעשרה, שנאמר, veikach asara anashim מזקני העיר, ויום ישבו פה, וישבו. So he said that he took 10 people. Why he took these 10 people? To make the halakha known in public. The first same halakha. That Ammonit and Moabit kishra la wubakal. Therefore he did Boaz. He married Ruth to Moabiyah. He married her. And he brought 10 mizukne ha'ir, 10 tzaddikim. And he did Birkat Hatanim in front of them, to publicize that Moabiyah kishrala la wubakal. Not until what they thought until now, that Moabit and Ammonit pisurin la wubakal. He said, no, this halakha, even though we said before it was originated from Abraham Abinu, but it looks like later on with the time, it was forgotten, this halakha, until Boaz, he himself, with the tzaddikim, with the hachmei hador, they sat down and they decided that Ammonit, their females, Ammonit and Moabit, their female, they are kishrin Abu Bakal. And that's what Boaz did. He married Ruth Moabiyah and he publicized that halakha in public. Therefore, he called Asara Nashim and he did Birkat Hatanim in public to tell them that Ammonit or Moabit kishrin Abu Bakal, miyad, right away. You do not need to wait at all. You don't have to wait 3 generations like Mitzrit or Edomit. The Pasuk said, Abu Mitzri bekal Hashem. בנים אשר יבדלו להם דור שלישי יבוא להם מקל השם. The Gemara said, by the Mitzri, there's no difference between first generation or second generation. There's no difference between men or female. All of them are pasul. Until the third generation. Third generation, also the men are kashirin, לבוא בקהל, כל שכן the ladies. But by Ammonit and Moabit, Ammonit, she's kashirin, לבוא בקהל, right away. Once she converted, she could marry within Am Yisrael right away. That's what happened with Boaz. Ruth Moabiyah, she came, she converted, and she married Boaz right away. And as I said, he took 10 people to publicize this halakha, that Ammonit is kishra Abu Bakal. There's no problem with it. Now, how old was Boaz at that time when he married Ruth Moabiyah? How old was he? So for this, we have Yalkut Shimoni. Yalkut Shimoni tells us in the beginning of Parashat Vayechi, says here in Remez Kuf Nun Vav, the Yalkut here is talking about Amru Rabotenu, kol mi shenemar bo kereba lamut lo gi'a limei abotav. Any person says by him, Vayikrebu yemei David lamut, he did not reach his father's years. He didn't live like his father. So for example, David HaMelech, Ketib Be, Vayikrebu yemei David lamut. So that means lo gi'a limei abotav. He did not reach the years that his father lived. But Yishai Abi David, how many years Yishai lived? How many years Boaz lived? So here the Midrash says, Boaz, Obed, Yishai, all these three tzaddikim, Amru Rabotenu, Yoter me'arba' me'ot shana hayu. But David lo hay ela 70 shana. All these three tzaddikim said the Boaz and Obed and Yishai, all three of them, they lived more than 400 years. That's, he lived 400 years. More than 400 years. That's how old was he when he married her. Why am I saying this? Because we have different Yalkut at the end of Megillat Rut, all the way at the end. Megillat Rut, he tells us here the Midrash, Yalkut Shimoni, and Siman Tefresh Hayet, says, Ve'ikach bo azit Rut, and the Pasuk, Ve'itin lehashim hirayon, v'chule, the Midrash says here, Amru Hazal, Utah al-layla, Shibba' aleha mit. That same night that Boaz, he married Ruth and Moabiyah, that same night he passed away. So if the Yalkut Shimoni told us over here that he lived more than 400 years, that means when he married Ruth and Moabiyah, it was more than 400 years. And that same night he passed away. Now, the Litzanim, in that generation, they were talking bad about Boaz. Said, take a look at what happened to Boaz. Said, he lived for so long, more than 400 years. And nothing happened to him. He was a big tzaddik. Only the last day of his life, once he married Ruth Moabiyah, he did big abira that he married Ruth Moabiyah. Why? Because Moabiyah pesulal abu bakahal. She's not allowed to marry within Am Israel. Therefore, Hashem punished him, and he died that same night. That's what the Lisanim used to say. However, Hakim tell us exactly was the opposite was the true. The exact opposite. Why? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he waited so much for Boaz, he made him live for more than 400 years until Ruth Moabiyah is gonna come. And after he married Ruth Moabiyah, she got pregnant from him. It was also a big miracle, a man more than 400 years. He married Ruth and she got pregnant from him from the first time. That means obviously Hashem did the miracle for him. And that same night, he did his mission here on earth. He brought the Mashiach to us. He brought David HaMelech, he brought the Mashiach to us. That's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he delayed his death. He didn't kill him until all the way after he married Ruth. Now he did his mission. He brought Melech HaMashiach. Then he finished his job. Then Hashem took him. Not like what the Litzanim used to say. Litzanim used to say back then that because that he did such a big avirat, Moabiyah, Pisulala, Babakal, therefore Hashem punished him. I said, no, exactly the opposite. Hashem, Adraba, Hashem, he wanted to be Mezakim because he was big tzaddik. He made him live more than 400 years. And after that, he married Ruth Moabiyah, then he died. He did his mission. After he did, he married her, and she got pregnant from him, and that's what he brought Melech HaMashiach. That's what Hakim tell us. And we have the Gemara, also the Gemara in Yerushalmi, in Masechet Yebamot, Perek Chet Halakha Gimel. Gemara tells us over there that this halakha was they figure out this halakha, as I said, it was originated from Abraham Avinu, that Moabit and Ammonit, they are Kesherin Abu Bakal, there's no problem with them. And it looks like, as I said, with the time it was forgotten, until Boaz, he sat down with the Tzaddikim, with Hachmei Hador, and they decided to Ammonit Kishra Abu Bakal. Why? Because they were Doresh Tapsukim. Debar Asher Lokad Demuatchem Balechem Mamayim, who's Derech Lekadem, the Taish. Therefore, the Torah is emphasizing only the men, they are Pesulin Abu Bakal, not the female. The females are Kishrin Abu Bakal, but this halakha was they sat down again to learn this halakha. That halakha, when they learned it, happened exactly that same day when Ruth Moabiyah came to Boaz. Like the Gemara tells us over there in Yerushalmi, as I said, the Gemara says over there, the quote of Pasuk, "V'terechi el am asher lo yada'at timul shelshom." Said, he came to a nation, he did not know yesterday or 2 days before. What does it mean? The Gemara says over there, "She'ilu bat timul shelshom," if he would have came yesterday or 2 days before, you weren't accepted to marry within Am Israel. Why? Because the forgotten this halakha that was from Abraham Abinu, as we explained, this halakha was forgotten until it was renewed again at the times of Boaz. At the time of Boaz, he sat down, and that same day that Ruth Moabiyah came, that same day they were mechadshim this halakha, that Ammonit and Moabit kisherot lahu bakahal. That same day, Ruth Moabiyah came to him and he married her right away. As I said, not the Hashem, he punished him that he killed him on that same day. Adraba, Kadosh Baruch Hu, he made him live for so long to bring Melech HaMashiach. אני גיב הר, ויתן להשם הריון. It was a big miracle, as I said. And השם blessed them. At the מלך המשיח came from him. And with this, we could explain also what it says in the Pasuk, in Megillat Rut, the beginning of the fourth פרק, ובועז עלה השער וישב שם, והנה הגואל עובר, אשר דיבר בועז, ויאמר סורה שבא פה, פלוני אלמוני, ויסר וישב. Who is this guy, הגואל? That's the Redeemer. He was supposed to marry, he was supposed to redeem Ruth. He was supposed to marry Ruth. What's his name? Peloni Almoni. Peloni. We don't know his name. What's his name? Rashi tells us here. Peloni Almoni ולא נכתב שמו. The Pasuk did not tell us his name. Why? לפי שלא אבא לגול. He did not want to marry Ruth Moabia. Why not? He was supposed to be the Redeemer. He is the Goel. So why he didn't want to marry her? He said, Peloni Almoni. said מתורגם בנביאים כסבת אמיר said פלוני כלומר מחוסה ונעלם לשון כי פלה היפלה מיישם דבר said פלוני that this הלכה was נעלמת ממנו why the redeemer he did not that we don't know his name why this redeemer did not want to marry Ruth Moabia because he didn't know this הלכה which הלכה that עמונית is כשרה לבוא בקהל there's no problem with עמונית He thought Ammonites Pasula Babakal, therefore he didn't want to marry her. He did not want to marry Ruth Moabia. He did not want to be the Redeemer. That's Peloni. What's Almoni? Almoni. Almon Belishem. He doesn't have a name. Sfarim Ahrim Almoni, Rashi says, Shaya Alman Medibre Torah. Shaya lo Lidrosh Ammoni velo Ammonit. Moabi velo Moabit. Vihu Amar Penashit Nahalati. Said he was supposed to learn. Exactly what they learned in Beit HaMidrash, Bu'az, and all the Hakamim, but rather, not only he didn't learn like them. Adrabah, he told them when they called him later on, Pasuk Vav, Vayomer Goel, Leuchal Legoel Li Penashhit Nahalati. What does it mean Penashhit Nahalati? Rashi said, Penashhit et Zer'i, Kmo Nahalat Hashem Banim, Latet Pgam Bezer'i. שנאמר לא יבוא עמוני ומואבי בכל השם והוא טעה בעמוני ולא בעמונית so he made a mistake that פלוני אלמוני he did not want to marry Ruth why? because he said it says clearly in the פסוק לא יבוא עמוני ומואבי בכל השם he wants me to marry Ruth she's פסולה לבוא בקהל but as I said the Gemara Yerushalmi said that same day that ההלכה was renewed in בית המדרש but looks like for somehow this פלוני אלמוני he wasn't בית המדרש that day Therefore, he didn't know the halakha. If he was in Beit HaMidrash, and if he would have known the halakha, he would have married Ruth. But he didn't know the halakha because he wasn't in Beit HaMidrash. Therefore, he lost that chance. And I saw here the Maran Ahida. He tells us here in Nahal Ishkol, and on Megillat Rut, he said, "Pen shchit et nahalati." He says here in Nahal Ishkol, "Hazal amru b'midrash." פלוני אלמוני, what's אלמוני? אלם היה מדברי תורה. He was כביכול mute from דברי תורה. He couldn't speak דברי תורה. Why? אמר הראשונים לא מתו אלא על ידי שנטלו אותה. ואני הולך לטלה, חס לי לטלה. לטענה מערבב זרעי. So he said, all the ראשונים, why they died the ראשונים? Because they buried her. Who's the ראשונים? מחלום וחליון. Why they died מחלום וחליון? Said he thought that they died because of this, because they married Ruth Moabia, they did Avirah, therefore they died. So therefore he said he does not want to repeat the same mistake. Vehu lo haya yodea shekvar intachcha halacha she'amoni velo amonit Moabi velo Moabit. Ad kan l'shonam. Said he didn't know the halacha. Veish le'ayir, he asked him Maran Ahida, Amma ibo'az ve'ezekenim yoshbei sha'ar lo kiyemu petach picha le'elem. Lomar lo, da'a she'intachcha halacha de'muteret. Said, no problem. That halakha was renewed that same day. And this redeemer, Peloni Almoni, he wasn't Beit HaMidrash that day. No problem. He didn't know the halakha. It's okay. Now, when Boaz, he asked him, you should go marry Ruth, how did he answer him? I don't want to... Why? Because it says in the Torah, لا أبو عمني موابي بكال الشيم. How come Boaz and all the tzaddikim, they did not tell him, listen, you're saying لا أبو عمني موابي today, We sat down on this halakha and we came up to the conclusion that Ammonit, their females, Ammonit and Moabit, is Kesherin Abu Bakar. They could have told him this halakha, then he's going to marry her. How come they didn't tell him? How come? Amma Ibu'az Be'ezkanim Yoshbe Sha'ar Lo Kiyimu Petach Picha Le'elem. He was a lame from the Bibre Torah. תל להם, את פתח לא, יהיו תל להם. זה שתל להם, שתחדשה הלכה, שמותרת. ואפשר, יעשה זה מרן אחידה, דאחר זה אמרו לו שיצא הוראה, והלכה היא מואבי ולא מואבית. אך מסיבה כלשהי, שלא היה בו תורה עדיין, היה מסתפק. כי איך אפשר שדין זה נעלם מכל ראשי וגדולי ישראל שעברו, עד שאתם ירדתם לעומקה דדינה, ולכן היה חושש שמטעו. וזה שאמר פן השחית את נחלתי בלשון ספק. פן השחית את נחלתי. So he says here that for sure the Zakanim and Boaz, they told him that today we renewed this halakha, we sat down, we came up to conclusion, Ammoni below Ammonit, like the Gemara said in Avadan Yibamot, Tafayin Zayin, Kach mikubbalanim bed dino shel Shmuel Haramati, Ammoni below Ammonit, Moabi below Moabit, also Shmuel al-Nabi. Also, it's Kabbalah from Shmuel al-Nabi, that Ammonit is Kishra al-Bakal. Moabit is Kishra al-Bakal. There's no problem. But they told him this halakha. He did not want to believe them. Why? Because he told them, listen, what happened until now? All the generation until now, no one dared to marry Ammonit. Now you're telling me that Ammonit is Kishra al-Bakal. Therefore, they did not want to believe him. That means they did tell him the halakha, but he didn't want to believe them. Why? Because obviously Mustama, he wasn't there, you know, with them at the time that they taught the halakha. Therefore, he didn't want to believe them. And you see from here that all this, Goel, he lost everything. Why? Because he wasn't Beit HaMidrash. If he wasn't Beit HaMidrash that day, then he would have, any question that he had, Beit HaMidrash would have answered him on all his questions. Then he would have ended up marrying Ruta Moabia, who came from Ruta Moabia, David HaMelech. The Gemara said, Masechet Berachot, Dav Zayin said, you know why Ruth is called Ruth? There are a few reasons why it's called Ruth, because really, before she came to convert, she was like Umot HaOlam. Umot HaOlam, they're Hayabin, seven Mizvot. Like, Sheba Mizvot Ben Enoah, they're Hayabin. Once she came to convert, now she's accepting upon herself another 606 Mizvot. She's accepting, on top of the seven Mizvot that she had, we, Am Israel, we have Terek Mizvot, 613. But before she came to convert, she was commanded anyways in seven Mizvot. That means once she converted, she's adding to herself another 606 Mizvot. What's the gematria of Ruth? Ruth gematria 606. Therefore, they called her Ruth because she added 606 Mizvot on herself. She was already commanded with seven Mizvot, now she added 606. That's one reason. But the Gemara over there says, you know why she's called Ruth? The Gemara Brachot Dav Zayin. You know why she's called Ruth? Because David HaMelech came from her. She revahu leha Kadosh Baruch Hu b'shirot v'tshbachot. That kibyachol David HaMelech, he satisfied kibyachol HaKadosh Baruch Hu with a lot of shirot and tshbachot. Old Sefer Tehillim was praising Kadosh Baruch Hu. Which person on earth praised HaKadosh Baruch Hu like David HaMelech? Therefore, she's called Ruth. Ruth Menashon Revahu, Shirot V'Tshpachot. Therefore, she's called Ruth. That's what the Gemara tells us over there. And all these things, and also Melech Mashiach, is also going to come from David HaMelech. David HaMelech Yisrael Hai V'Kayam. And Mashiach Ben David, also we're waiting for him. And Mashiach is going to come from David HaMelech. All these tzaddikim, Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, V'Azariah, all of them, they came from Ruth Moabiyah. So if that Peloni Almoni, if he wasn't Beit HaMidrash that day, then he would have merited that the Mashiach is going to come from him, David the Melech is going to come from him, all the tzaddikim are going to come from him. But since that one day he wasn't Beit HaMidrash, therefore the Gemara tells us, لَعُلَمْ أَلِمْنَا عَدَمْ تَعَصْمُمْ بِيْتْ هَمِدْرَاشْ أَفِيلُوا لِيَوْمِ أَحَدْ. Even one day, you shouldn't skip going to Beit HaMidrash. Why? Because you don't know what in that day they're going to learn Beit HaMidrash. Probably they're going to learn halakha so important that you're going to miss on it. Tomorrow, they're going to learn something else tomorrow. Who said they're going to repeat what they learned the day before? They're going to continue. You're going to miss out. You see here, this Goel, Peloni Almoni, he didn't come one day. He lost. He squandered the chance that he had. He had all the chances to bring Menachem Mashiach. He lost everything. Why? Because he wasn't there. And maybe that's what it says in the Pasuk, that after the Goel, he told him, Penashit Na'alati, he did not want to marry Ruth. He told Boaz, Ge'al Licha Ata Et Ge'ulati, Kilo Ochal Ligol, I don't want to marry her. If you want to marry her, you could marry her. And Vizot Lefani B'Israel, right after that, the Pasuk said, Vizot Lefani B'Israel, Ala Ge'ula Ve'ala Timura. What's Ala Ge'ula Ve'ala Timura? Then Rashi tells us, Ala Ge'ula Zo Mechira, Ve'ala Timura Zo Halifin. But according to what we're explaining, said Al Hageula, that this Goel Peloni Almoni, he did not wanna be Goel, he did not wanna be the Redeemer to marry Rut Moabiah, so he lost it. And who got the Zechut instead of him? Ve'ala Temura. Boaz, he was Temurato. Temura of that person. He was called the Halifin of that person. That Goel did not want to marry Ruth, so he lost Melech HaMashiach. He would have came from him, Melech HaMashiach. David HaMelech, he would have came from him. All the Tzaddikim, he would have came from him. He lost it. And who got it instead? Ala Temura. That's Boaz. Boaz, he was Zoche. And he was the Temura of that Goel Peloni Almoni. So you see, Vizot Lefanim BeYisrael. What does it mean, Vizot Lefanim BeYisrael? They have the Midrash Rabbah. It was in the beginning of Parashat Naso. It said, Vizot Lefanim BeYisrael. Anytime the person, that he should learn that he shouldn't miss any moment in Beit HaMidrash. Why? Because you don't know what they're going to learn in Beit HaMidrash. Like here, this halakha, it was very important halakha. They learned it in Beit HaMidrash. That Geol Peloni Amuni wasn't there. So he missed. He missed that opportunity that came in front of him. And therefore, the Pasuk says, Israel. Anytime there is something, the person is now excited to do mitzvah, he's excited, he went to a shi'ur, he's excited to do something, go for it right away. Why? Don't let it stay. Don't sleep on it. Why? Because you don't know what's going to be tomorrow. Now you're excited to do the mitzvah. Go ahead for it. You should learn, Vizot Lefanim Israel. Take a look what happened to that Goel. Peloni Almoni, he lost it. Why? Because he wasn't Beit HaMidrash one day. Here they to teach every person. Every person, he has a moment in his life that he has either spark or something that comes to him, and that he should take that moment, he should be menatzel that moment, and go do that mizbah, go do that whatever you're thinking, something good to do, go for it right away. Like the Gemara tells us in Masechet Avodah Zarah, also a few places. The Gemara says over there, Rebbe, many stories over there, Bachar Rebbe ve'amar, yesh kone olamo b'sha'a ahad, yesh kone olamo b'arbe shanim. Sometimes the person is kone olamo in one sha'a. How in one sha'a? If he would have came to Beit HaMidrash, that goel, he would have kana olam umlo, David HaMelech, Melech HaMashiach, he would have came from him. But he lost it. He lost all these things. And that's what happened here at Hakim tell us. This is the Anyan here. Therefore, we read also Megillat Rut and Hag Shavuot, also to teach us this Anyan, teach us this halakha, that the person should always never miss Beit HaMidrash, because there is always Hadushim. In Beit HaMidrash below Hadush, every day, even though you're learning something that you learned before, there is always Hadushim Beit HaMidrash. Whatever you learn, there's always you find something small, you find something new, always you find something. Afokhba de kolaba. Like the Gemara said, the dehay ravucha becholait. The Torah is compared to dad. Why? The Gemara said, Masechet Arubin, the Fnun Dalet, said, Ma dad ze, any time the baby, as much as he sucks, he gets milk. Here also, as much as you learn from the Torah, you always get Hadushim. There's always Hadushim in the Torah. There's no limit. There's no limit for the Hadushim in the Torah. There's so many levels you could learn in the Torah. There's no end. There's no limit for the Torah. As much as you learn, you repeat more and more and more, you always learn something new. Therefore, Hakim tell us to teach us this halakha, that you shouldn't miss anything. Therefore, that one of the reasons also you have to stay up the whole night in Shabbat, that the Shabbat, that's when Rut Moabiah came. And that's what Rut Moabiah, she left all her nation. She came to convert, to become part of Am Israel. And Boaz, he did marry her, and he was Zuche. And this, we read it in the night of Shabbat. And Ruth, she didn't lose anything because she came. Because we see that, as I said before, her mother-in-law, she was telling her to go back to her nation. She told her, no way, I'm never going to leave you. Amech ami ve'elohayich elohay, I'm staying with you. And the person might think that she lost. She would have came back to her nation. Let her live, let her keep Sheba Mazot Ben Noah. She would have became from Hasidei Mota Olam. Hasidei Mota Olam, they also have a share of the Olam Abba. So why she need all this trouble to come to fulfill 613 Mizmot? Why she need this? Ella, the person might think that she did something wrong. But we have here the Sifrei tells us in Parashat Be'alotcha, he says here on the pasuk, "Ve'yomer Moshe lechobab ben Ra'el medeni choten Moshe." Says here on the pasuk, "Ve'chen ata Moshe berut amu abiyah ma amra lechamuta." What did she answer her mother-in-law? "Amech ami ve'lohayich elohay." Ba'asher tamuti amut v'sham kaber. Everywhere you're gonna go, I'll be with you. I'm never gonna leave you. Amar ha-makom, Kadosh Baruch Hu, he answered Ruth Moabiyah, he told her, Lo fsat klum. If you would have went back to Ammon and Moab, probably they would have made you Hashub, probably your Hashub lady over there, but you didn't lose from not going back over there. Lo fsat klum. Harehem melucha shel lachi ba'olam hazeh u'ba'olam haba. So everything standing for your zechut, Ruth Moabiyah. Why? Because she came, she left all her nation. Ubat la'am asher lo yada'at mitimot shel shom. She came, she wanted to convert. She saw that she's insisting. She really wants to be part of Am Israel. Therefore, she took her back, and then she converted her and everything. And she married, she was Zuchah, also Ruth Moabiyah. Therefore, we read all this Megillah truth, we read it in Hag Shavuot to remind ourselves also that this idea, every time the person, you have Sha'at HaKosher, it comes to you, jump on it and go for it. Why? Because you don't know. Probably that moment, that's what's going to make you. You have also the story also in Masechet Ta'anit over there with Rabbi Yohanan and Ilfa. The Gemara tells us over there, once they were going back from Beit HaMidrash, they were going back home, they sat down on the way, sat down to relax, and they heard bat kol that saying that you're leaving Haye Olam, learning the Torah, you're going back to do business. And then they were sitting down in the same place. So Rabbi Yohanan, he asked Ilfa, his friend, he told him, "Did you hear something?" He told him, "I didn't hear anything." "You didn't hear, I heard." "So what do you hear?" He said, "How come you're leaving the Torah and you're going to business? Go back to learn the Torah." So the Gemara says over there, that Rabbi Yohanan, he said, "Since that I heard it and he did not hear it, that means B'nai Shamayim, they're talking to me. They're hinting to me, they're talking to me. Only me I heard it, not him." That means he decided, he told him, "I'm not going back. I'm going back to Yeshiva." Right away, he made U-turn, he went back to Yeshiva and became Rabbi Yohanan. And Ilfa, who did he become? He became a regular person. So you see, sometimes the person comes, Sha'at HaKosher comes to him, jump for it. Why? Because you're doing something good. You're learning the Torah. You're keeping the mitzvot. The more the person keeps the Torah, keeps the mitzvot, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives them beracha. That's what we have to learn from Ruth Moabiyah. She gave a lot to come to convert, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu said you did not lose anything. Adrabah, all the brachot are going to come from you. Melech HaMashiach is going to come from you. David Melech already came from you. All these brachot, they come once the person decides to come to walk together with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem gives them all the brachot, sending all the brachot Sheba Olam. Be'ed Hashem, Kadosh Baruch Hu should help all of us also, that we should all be zoche. Be'ed Hashem should accept the Torah, Kabbalah Torah Amitit, Be'ezrat Hashem Itbarach. And skill the whole brachot of the Torah. Amen, amen. Rabbi Hanan Amalak, Sheomer, Asa, Kadosh Baruch Hu, Zekot Israel, Fichach, Herbala Hentan, Azwach Neymar,